This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.
We're speaking with Gospel Recording Artist Angel Sessions. Angel, how's it going?
It's going good.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you to have you on our show today. For Angel, for our listening audience, I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you get involved with music? Did you always have a love of music?
Yeah, I've always had a love and a passion for music ever since I was a kid. And just fast forwarding now from that point to now, starting out with the R&B gospel world, I, in 1988, released Make a Peace and Angel, and then Bond Records, and then followed by Love Ride, which was on Boat Records in 1999. And why I switched labels like that, because Iggy Bond, I was actually on an independent label called Hit Mobile Records, and Iggy Bond was the actual distribution, but they were still a label that released my first R&B album. And then they closed it, which means they, sold it to another big major company. So I cut another album and was shopping it, and to make the long story short, had the producer person I was working with went to Fantasy, and they re-released Love Ride, which was the album I had already cut, and decided to release that one. But to fast forward, it was just a passion and love of the gospel of all I always wanted to do, and what God, I believe, wanted me to do. So since 2005, I started my very first album, which was He Loves You on CD Baby. And I just didn't look back. I just kept, writing more songs, creating music, and I've done so much in my career, I can't even mention everything I've done. It's just a whole lot of stuff, because I've been doing it for over 20 years in the music industry. So just wanting to continue to advance in my music career with the music that I have. What God used me for glory to reach the people through my music, sharing my music and those His words that I write versus the scriptures and the songs in my songs for Him to do the will, His will in the hearts of His people. And so this is why I continue to, write and produce and arrange my own music, songs that I and just released my new single off the upcoming album called Songs of Comfort, and it's called Jesus is Coming Soon. So it is available everywhere on online stores. So hopefully people will take a listen to that. And it's a great, happy song. It's not one of those gloom and doom songs. I know people, when they hear that, they seem to run from it. Many people just don't want to hear the message about Christ returning, but it is a true fact that He is coming back soon. So it's important that I faithfully share God's word as He opens my eyes as I read His word. But it's a very happy song. It's a very joyful song. It's a very exciting song for many of God's people to be prepared for when He returns. We'll be going home with Him. And just to hold on and just be faithful, just wait upon Him and just, be at peace and just with joy that He's coming soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. The gift of music is something that a lot of people desire to have, but they don't have it. And I was wondering, did you grow up in a musical family? When did you first realize that music was something that you really wanted to pursue?
Entertainment industry. My mom's a book writer. Actually, she's an author of her own books, and she's also an actress. She studied acting in college and done a lot of screenplays. My younger sister does some acting herself, also a model. But I'm the only one in my family that sings and writes music as far as lyrics and arrangement, vocal arrangement. Since I was a child, I can remember back when I was 6 years old, I used to watch a lot of the TV commercial jingles, and I would listen to a song, and I would just run and look there at the television, just start singing along with all the little jingle songs I would hear on TV. And my mom will sneak in the room and watch me and not want me to know that she's behind me, because I was a kid, very shy. And as I grew a little older, she used to entertain her family, her friends, when they would come over and hear me sing, and just encouraged me a lot to just keep singing. And I didn't think and know that I would even have a musical career out of it, because I didn't know anybody at the time in the music industry to even put me where I needed to be. I just kind of learned it on my own, but I've always desired it since I was a little girl. In, you know, elementary school, my very first talent show, and I sang a song called Natalie Cole, Our Love, and I think I came in second or third place. It's just a passion and love of singing since I was a little girl wanting to do this. And it just grew and grew as I got older and older.
That's awesome. That is an amazing testimony. I think that it's a wonderful thing that you use your gift to give back to God, and you also use it as a way to encourage others and to tell people about God. I was wondering if you could tell us about a time where you were really depending on God and trusting Him for something, and where God came through and He didn't fail you.
Learning back in the early 90s, late 90s actually, and I was doing R&B music, and there was a lot of wonderful things. Doors were opening for me, lots of opportunities came my way, a lot of great, wonderful people I met. I was able to travel, I was able to meet a lot of people, I was able to, you know, do a lot of great things. A lot of artists wish, you know, a lot of the up-and-coming artists that they wanted to, you know, get involved with, but yet still I felt like there was a stumbling block. I still felt like that I wasn't where I wanted to be in my career. I did not know at the time, because I was trying to just be the artist and the creative side, but I didn't understand the musical, the business side of it, so my eyes were not as open to understand it as I understand it years later, taking over my own career and learning how to do it with the help of some people that I stuck me with. But there was stumbling blocks, and I used to be sad at night and cry and say, why isn't this happening, or that's not happening, I'm trying to do this, I'm trying to do that, and why are these doors closing, you know, it's like I'm almost there, but yeah, I'm not quite there. There's a lot of question marks I had in my head, I just didn't understand it, you know, but, and I remember, I thought at the time, maybe because some people would say, well, it's because you're not singing the right songs, and you're not doing this to God, and so it's just them, and their talk, and what they were saying, but I started to understand it more when I understood the business side of it, of learning, you know, things that I needed to put in place to make sure that I was getting certain business side taken care of and done in order for us to be able to reach my goals and moving further on the business side. So I would always pray to God and just ask God to begin to really open my heart and draw me close to Him. That's when I changed. You know, came. I can't say exactly what day, only God knows, but when He took over and He took control over my life and using me for His glory, things were a lot different for me. Things were a lot better for me. It's not about making thousands and millions of dollars. I know people want to get into it and hope that they'll become rich and extremely wealthy and famous and so on. But I think that being rich in Christ and pleasing Him, you know, with how He's using me, and He knows how He's using me. He knows that it's for His will and His glory and His good pleasure to what He is doing. It's just remarkable in my eyes, because I'm just a vessel of His, but I'm not worthy at all to be used of God. I'm not worthy at all. He's everything. He's worthy of everything. And it totally is an honor to me how God does use me through my music. And just a lot of the great things that people are all, I mean, we live in a world of 7 billion people or more, and you never know who you're reaching. Thank God for social media. You never know who you're reaching. And I know my music may not be for pretty much the entire world, but to whom it's for, to whom it reaches, that is just remarkable to me. It's a blessing. Just wonderful things that people that have reached are saying about it, you know, because of what I do and the style of music and the lyrics that I'm singing, you know, you would think that people would just kind of put it in a box. But I really do see that there are a lot of people that are hungry for Christ. They're hungry for His Word, and they're searching and wanting to know. And it's to whom God wills to say, He will draw them to Himself. And He can use, you know, these songs to do it. You know, use me to do it. And, you know, God can use anyone. So that's what, you know, keeps me going, keeps me happy. Whereas I'm not sad anymore like I used to be and down and say, how I want this. I just want to be famous. I just want to be this, you know. My mind was set, was not right, and it was not in the right place then as it is today of why I'm doing it.
That is a beautiful testimony. You know, it, what you said resonates so much because it just shows that you truly can have the whole world, but, you know, without God, you know, you're so empty, you know. And I think what you said, you know, is just, it's so poignant, you know. It, our world is just filled with people that are longing to fill that hole, you know, that's inside them. And,
yeah,
you know, it's just, it's sad that as people we reach out to everybody and everything except for God, you know?
Yeah, I see that also myself. You know, they're reaching out. It could be, you know, because the media feeds you pretty much what they want you to see, you know, but there's a lot of stuff going on that people may not understand and don't really see unless they just hear what they hear. But there are a lot of sad and lonely people out there that are empty inside and they want to know. And only through Christ, you know, where salvation is, and it's him alone, Christ, you know, is salvation. He is the only one that can open that door. He's the only one that can save that individual. You know, He's done the work before the foundation of the world. And I try to make sure that the songs He's given me that are faithful to His Word and not just think about anything, put my own spin on what I think this means, what I think that means. I really want to be faithful to God's Word and never say, thus saith the Lord, when the Lord had not said, you know, because the beauty of it all is, you know, and I don't have to know who God is saving, God knows, but just the joy that He is saving His people, you know, because He is going to come, it's exciting, and I'm thrilled and happy, you know, because God's kingdom will stand, and He is doing His work, and in spite of all the chaos that's going on in this world, and this is what keeps me going. Why I do what I do in my music until either God takes me home or until the day of His return.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was wondering, what things are you currently working on? I know you told us a little bit about your newest single. I was wondering, have you started on a new album? What things are in the works for you?
Yes, I had this year, I don't know, last year before I was talking about this current thing that's going out, I had released Hearts of Broken Love. So even though that was June the 24th of 2014, and it's still a great album, still a current album, people are still downloading it, people are still buying whichever single or the whole album, that's a blessing. I want to continue to give also to my fans, you know, more music to keep me current, even though I am working on, you know, trying hopefully to put together, you know, tours, things like that, because I really want to be close, you know, to my fans to perform live. But I did release a single called Jesus Is Coming Soon, and that was February 14th, because I have a new album coming out in April. I was going to say March, but now I'm pushing it back because I want to release a second single off this new album. The album is called Songs of Comfort. It's going to have 16 songs on it total. It's a beautiful album, I believe, because it's got a lot of songs filled up, lots of comforting, you know, many of God's people to get to listen, and just anyone that's listening, hopefully the songs will comfort their soul, you know, through their hard times and what they're going through. Somebody might have lost somebody, a loved one in their family, and someone seeking God, someone, whatever it is, God could draw them to Himself in these songs, and I'm hoping that these songs will definitely comfort them, and only God knows. So that is the single I just released, and it's currently number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Single Release. It charted as number 8 on Amazon. It's still on the charts right now on Amazon. And 24th, and it's called Don't Let Go, and it's by the incredible Platinum producer. I wrote the lyrics, but he did the music, Antonio Tinson Street. He created the music for it. He's a phenomenal Platinum producer. He's worked for many people like Mary J. Blige, R. Kelly, Casey JoJo, Biggie Smalls, just to name a few. He's worked with a lot of people, and he's an incredible producer. So we created a song together, and it's called Don't Let Go, and it's going to be my second single release, beautiful song. Again, a song of comfort, to go to, not to let go, you know, just keep holding on, just keep praying, and it's all God, just, you know, because he is in control, he can see what he does and how he does people.
Absolutely, absolutely. He really is, and that is amazing. It sounds like you have a lot in the works. I know that, you know, just based on your previous work, I mean, your music has touched so many lives, and I like how you are still resolute in your thinking and resolute to the fact that, you know, you're going to continue on this path, and you know your purpose, and so that's a beautiful thing. You know, so many people are in this world, and they don't quite know their purpose. Either because they've had a lot of negative influences and people that have been inept or unwilling to show them their purpose or to show them who they are, or, you know, just, you know, the enemy, you know, and blocking them and knowing that. But it seems like you know who you are, especially in Christ, and that is just a beautiful thing. I was wondering, for our listening audience, how can they find out more about you? Where can they learn more about your music, purchase your music, interact with you?
My music can be purchased on Amazon, CD Baby, Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, and all online music stores. You can also visit my website at www.angelsessions.com. I try to keep it current, so if you can see any updates of my new releases, current new projects coming out, or tour, new photos, new videos, just everything to try to keep it, you know, current so that they can go and visit and see more about it. They can always contact me through there. I have a contact information. I do get back to all of my, you know, fan mails that I do receive from anyone who is serious, inquiries, write to me, and relate me to. If they want to speak to me, you know, do a tour or something. I also work with Artists United. That's the CEO. Her name is Kelly Lee. They can contact her as well with www.artistunitedy.com. I think that's her website, sorry. yeah, so Artists United is Kelly Lee. She's the CEO of that, so... incredible lady that really has remarkably done a lot for me and helping me with building my fan base and definitely sharing my gift of music to many people who had never before heard of Angel Sessions or any of my music. And through the blessing of God, you know, touching her heart and working with me, it's just been an incredible journey. So, but definitely you can reach me there. So, it's got a lot of things going on, and just waiting to see what God does as he continues to, continue to amaze me with the things that he's doing. And just trying to remain focused with just keeping it, doing it one day at a time, with my music and things like that. But, yeah, my music is pretty much, everyone's going to definitely find it. I have a major total of 10 albums out there. A lot of albums out there. Maybe 7 gospel albums as well. So there's a lot of projects I've got out there that they can definitely download, you know, any of my projects, you know, or see what they like if they don't want the entire album, you know, or videos that they're out there on YouTube.
Awesome.
That's on my website.
Awesome. That is quite the accomplishment. I know, you know, music is it's a gift, and it's a gift that a lot of people don't have, but they desire to have. And it leads me into my next and last question. What is the writing process like for you usually? How do you, you know, I know you recently released a single about, you know, the second coming of Christ, but you know, you also have songs, dealing with like repentance and forgiveness and so on and so forth. And I was wondering, you know, with your songs that you're writing, how do you arrive at what your next song is going to be? Does the Holy Spirit minister to you? How does the process work?
Yeah, that's a good question. Thank you for asking. Normally when I get to, I wish I could say I create music. I don't. I love pianos and guitars, but my instruments is my vocals. So there are many people, friends of mine, there are music composers that I get music from. And once I get the music, I kind of just play the music first, and I kind of vibe to it. I always pray to God and ask God and even guide me what He would want me to write. I don't always know in the beginning. I just listen to the music to make sure first, you know, what is this music making me feel like? What is it, you know, how is it making me feel? You know, sometimes it takes a couple of days, a few days before I, you know, I'll just leave it and come back and just keep listening to it. And then I'll just grab my Bible, and then I'll just start reading, you know, something. And all of a sudden, maybe I'll see something in the scripture that may, you know, bring up a title to what I want the song to be about. Sometimes the chorus or the hook will come first, and then I'll write around that. Sometimes, depending, it may be the first verse that may come first. And then once I complete it and write it all together, I'll go back and then I'll tweak it. I may change it. It may be like something I felt that day. And tomorrow I said, no, this sounds better. I always want to make sure. Sometimes even while I'm in the studio and I'm writing it and I'm about to lay it down, something else that comes to mind. I won't ever try to take God's word from the scriptures because I get it out of the King James Version, original King James, and never change God's word. I always want to make sure whatever the verse of the scripture says, I write it exactly how God's word says it. You know, but when I write my word, you know, sometimes I may have something different that may come across just like that and hit me, and it's like, well, that is better. And then I'll end up changing it right at the spur of the moment. It just depends, you know, and that's the excitement about my writing, because I love writing as much as I love singing. I try to write the song as though this is my only song. And I try to write it like I think commerciality, what suits the radio as far as the commerciality of it. I don't just write about what makes me feel good, because again, this is not about me. This is about, you know, glorifying God. It's about, you know, the listeners that will listen to it, if they, you know, will hear it, how they will hear it, you know. I don't even think about, well, make it easy, make it simple. But I don't ever try to make it complicated. I always want to make it where it's pretty easy to along with saying to it, you know. But when I know I got something special, I get so overwhelmed, so excited. I'll call a friend of mine or family of mine, you know, or my husband, I'll sing it, and I'll tell them, what do you think? You know, I don't try to give it all away, but sometimes I get that excited about it sometimes. You know, just like when I wrote Jesus Could Come Into, when I first got the music, I wasn't even thinking of writing that song. It was a friend of mine, you know, he said, this is for your next album, Angel. And I'm like, oh, okay. And I listened to it, and I was amazed. Like, wow, it's like nice, you know. And just reading the Bible, I'm like, you know, when I was reading that scripture, you know, I was like, wow, you know, Jesus is coming soon. And then I just wrote it, and everything just came together. But I always glorify God as Him that gives me the ability to write the melody. And it's when He lays on my heart. And when He lays on my heart, when it all comes together, it's, you know, all in His glory. And it's amazing to me sometimes, because all you do is like, wow, I wrote that, you know. Pretty much I give God the credit, pretty much, for everything He's done and how He allows me to write these songs.
That's amazing. You know, life is a long lesson in humility, and I think when you're able to appreciate God and to give Him credit and honor where credit and honor is due, I think that he truly exalts you, you know, because God loves a cheerful heart and somebody that has, you know, a contrite spirit, and, you know, he detests pride and haughtiness, you know. And so I like that your mission, you know, although you have gained some notoriety and some success, you know, your temperament and your demeanor and your attitude towards God hasn't changed a bit. And I think that's amazing.
My best friend, my life, you know, I can't do anything without him, and just the glory of him, and I just want the world to know, just, you know, that Christ is very merciful. He's a very merciful God, and he's praying for many that God may save, as many, you know, to whom he wants to save, and it just excites and makes me happy because he is such a merciful God. He's going to be the righteous God. He's a judge. He's got a judgment. You know, he's a God of wrath, too, so I can't not talk about everything the Bible teaches, you know, because that'd be true, too, for the unsaved, you know. But this is why we continue to love, you know, our fellow man, and we continue to pray for them that God may save them and continue to share, you know, his word through his word, you know, to as many people. And, you know, how God to do that through a song. It's amazing to me, you know, and how he does it. So I'm just really excited to see, you know, God moving on my heart to do these things for his glory.
Amen. Amen. Angel, I'm all out of questions, but I'd like to thank you for joining us on today's show, and I'd also like to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Thank you so much, Angel. Guys, if you're listening to this on our website, check us out on your mobile phone or your mobile device. Just download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's located in the Google Play Store as well as the iTunes Store. It's free of charge. Just download the app and search for our show name. It's Redefining the Counterculture. We're also on SoundCloud. You can pull up SoundCloud from your desktop or on your mobile phone or mobile device via the SoundCloud app. And if you just search our name, Witten Radio, you will see this interview as well as many, many others. Thank you so much, Angel. He's coming. Don't look to the right, right. Don't join the side. Remember, the mimic the pride.
This is Redefining the Counterculture on Witten Radio. Make sure to check out our website at wittenradio.com.